Here's the Rashi for the morning. After the Aseret HaDibrot, Moshe describes the scene of Har Sinai, and he says, "Kerav atahu shamat kol asher yomar Hashem Elokeinu, va'at tedaber eleinu et kol asher yidaber Hashem Elokeinu elecha v'shamanu v'asinu." He describes how he tells them, they tell him, "You go closer and listen to everything Hashem is going to say, and then speak to us." Rashi picks up on the strange conjugation of the word "at," because "at" is lashon nekeva, and it should be lashon zachar. Rashi says, "Hitashtem et kochi kanekeva." Shenitztarti aleichem, repeatem et yadi, ki raiti sheinchem charedim lahitkarev ela me'ava, v'chi lo haya yafeh lachem lilmod mipi hagvura, v'lo lilmod mimeni. Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, "You weakened me. You turned me from a zachar into a nekeva because you asked to hear the rest of the Torah from me and not from Hashem. It would have been better for you to learn from Hashem, lehitkarev elav mi'ahava, and then you would hear directly from Him. And instead, you apparently treated Him with yirah, and you wanted to learn from me instead of from Him." So, according to Rashi, this is Moshe's being critical of Bnei Yisrael. The Siftei Chachamim point out that it's a little bit difficult because in the very next pasuk, "Vayishma Hashem et kol divrechem b'dabarchem ilai, vayomer Hashem ilai, shamati et kol divrei ha'am hazeh asher dibur eilecha, heitiv u'kol asher dibiru." Hashem says that He likes what they have to say. So the Siftei Chachamim say that Moshe thought that the reason that they were not willing to listen to Moshe is because they had enough of Hashem. They don't want to hear Hashem anymore. They said, "We want to hear You instead." And Hashem is saying to them, to Moshe, it's just that they can't handle hearing it from Me, and so they need to hear from You. And I appreciate that. In fact, that was Hashem's plan originally. Hashem's plan originally was that the people would not hear it from Him, but that they would hear everything from Moshe. It was only after the people insisted that they hear from Hashem, and then when they did, they were intimidated. According to the Midrash, they actually died and came back to life, and they had enough of that. It was only once they experienced that, that they asked Moshe to hear the rest from Him. And Hashem, that was Hashem's plan all along. The Kli Yakar has actually a different approach over here. He doesn't think that Moshe is being critical when he uses the term of at instead of ata. He says that, in fact, Bnei Yisrael are saying, you Moshe, you have become a mekabel. You know, you've become a mekabel instead of a notain. In a way, you are more like a nekeva than like a zachar. And because of that, you're able to hear from Hashem. We haven't actually reached the level of being like a nekeva. That's a higher level because you have submitted yourself. You have made yourself subservient to Hashem so that you can mekabel everything that He has to say. We haven't reached that level. So you go and you listen to everything that Hashem has to say and then come back to us and reflect it back to us, because we haven't reached the level that you're on. And so the Kli Yakar doesn't see it as being critical, but in fact the opposite, that Moshe, because of his anava, his humility, has reached a level where he's able to accept everything from Hashem in a way that Bnei Yisrael are not, and then to reflect it back to them. Yom Tov, Shabbat Shalom.